Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy hump day to you, Fancy Brian.
Happy hump day to you, Crudy.
I can see you. You're right there on my screen. And I've got,
I can see you. I can hear you.
I've got Evan here as well, on part of the production team. So we've got a full complement, you know, the Daily Devil. We got Evan and Fancy Brian. And we've got some breaking headlines. Blanket pardons for all Trump's friends. We're going to talk about that. This should not be a shocker to anyone. And I know that Trump said some things at the rally, but there's some new reporting from Politico as well. I'll share with you, our fair audience. Also, another headline I found quite intriguing. You remember the twin guy, the Vindman twins. Kind of like
the Spearman
twins, but the Vindman twins from the first impeachment. Now, only one was a material witness, but the other one got fired as well. I mean, there was some pressure campaigning going on. Well, Lieutenant Colonel retired Vindman today rolled out a lawsuit. He's suing Trump, and he's suing Rudy. So,
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it. And we're going to make a little time. You know, I think it's time. It's been too long. Kind of made a reputation over the first 10 years of this show's existence. Doing a little Walker bashing. And we're going to do
a great time.
Yeah, we're going to do some Walker bashing. I know you will not back down, but we will back your ass down. You know, Scott Walker, in a case of, you know, pot v. kettle, Scott Walker says Whoopi Goldberg is a racist bigot. And I would say,
oh,
wanker, it takes one to know one. If you're unfamiliar with the racist policies and the divisive policies of the former Wisconsin governor, you know, we're going to set a little time aside, an hour or two, for a little hashtag Walker bashing. And also, I got Fine Code Devil in the second hour, a birthday boy, Kirk Bankston, celebrating 45. I said, you know what, 45, I'm not even sure that's old anymore. Used to seem old, but less so now that I'm in my 50s.
It does seem less old, but I wonder sometimes about how much trouble you can get into with a guy who has all that delicious beer at his, just right at his fingertips at all times.
Oh, geez, I never thought about that. You know, because I'm supposed to go out for a couple of cocktails with my friend Kirk later. You know, he's coming on this big show at 4:30, and he's got his own big show coming up a little bit later this evening. 7 o'clock, going live. The Up North podcast / radio show. They're doing it live. They're doing it right here on Devil Radio. And, of course, WAUK 540 AM and the Shaw 101 FM. So that'll be a big hour, too. And your calls, they're always welcome here at 844-967-2789. This should not come as a shocker, but let's start with the big headline. The most consequential, perhaps, the biggest news of the day. Trump considered blanket pardons for January 6 rioters before he left office. So,
wow.
I mean, you know, I don't think this is shocking, but now we have actual confirmed reports. Let me read a little bit. Tara Palmieri over at the Politico reporting, in the final days of his presidency, Donald Trump seriously considered issuing a blanket pardon for all participants in the January 6th riot, according to two people with direct knowledge. Between January 6th and Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th, you know, a year ago, seems like a long time ago, Trump made three calls to one advisor to discuss the idea. Do you think I should pardon them? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think I have the power to do it? Trump told the person who summarized these conversations. Another advisor to the former president said Trump asked about how participants in the riot might be charged criminally and how a uniform pardon could provide them protection going forward. Here's where it gets a little more important, Fancy Brian, and you, our fair audience listening along in the car, at home, wherever you listen. Is it everybody that had a Trump sign or everybody who walked into the Capitol who could be pardoned? Trump asked, according to the advisor. He said some people... Yes.
Just
like if you've got a Trump sign, like if you got a selfie with you and a Trump sign from the Capitol 6 riot, then you're on the good team. You're on my team. You're my kind of people.
Separate from whether you think that the January 6th situation that was justified or if it was an insurrection or not, I am just putting this towards motive and thought process because this guy thinks that that would possibly be an idea that might be considered at all. Like, how can you do that? Oh, the people with Trump side, they're cool. Like, how do you... That's a stupid idea. Even if you think that this is a good thing, that's a stupid idea from a stupid man.
I'm going to go put on a MAGA hat, Fancy, and go rob a bank. And then I'm looking for my
totally
blanket
fine.
Pardon.
Blanket pardon, guys.
A little bit more from the Politico's reporting thereof. The people who spoke with Trump were granted anonymity to describe their discussions frankly. The previously unreported conversations showed that Trump wasn't simply musing when he told supporters at a Texas rally last weekend that he'd consider pardoning people prosecuted for their role in the January 6th attack if he runs again. If, you know, he's running again. He sees this as a get-out-of-jail-free card, not just for himself, but unselfishly, Fancy Brian, for everybody.
He's doing it for everybody.
Did you ever see Barfly Mickey Rourke?
I did not, but all of the all of the artsy people did.
Come on, that it was a fairly good movie. You know, a drunk.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, at the time it came out, everybody who was like, I watch P.T. Anderson movies and I'm totally artsy. Barfly is the greatest. So basically made me want to never watch Barfly. It's probably great. It made me not want to watch it.
Back before Mickey Rourke had all the plastic surgery, he walks in and he...
What plastic surgery? He's the same as he always has been.
Mickey Rourke walks in and, you know, the drunkard, the known drunkard, sort of the ne'er-do-well loser of the, you know, the loser character, although he is the anti-hero of the movie. You know, he orders a drink for all my friends. And he looks around, and of course he has no friends. Well, I'm not sure if Trump has any friends, but I would say that this effort, this pre-offer of pardons, and let's not forget that, was discussed with what, Rep. Paul Gosar? Gosar was dangling pardons also, we know from prior reporting, to the organizers and those that were to take part in the pre-insurrection rally down at the, I forget what they call it, but it was in D.C. and Trump was there. Recall all that? You remember any of that?
I mean, they
go pardons because they're witness tampering.
And the thing is, if you have one of these stupid ideas like dangling pardons, blanket pardons for everybody, you know, people are going to listen to that and hear the things. And you can go to your people and say, Trump is thinking about pardoning you. And you can say that with a little bit of credibility because you heard Trump say something stupid and now you can think about it.
You know, I had a couple of thoughts at once, but I'm going to read a little more of the reporting.
They got jammed in the doorway.
They did. It you know, my brain sometimes, it sort of bottlenecks.
I saw it. It's cool.
I was just
It's
trying
great.
To,
you have more than one thought. I like it.
Well, Brian, actually, I was just trying to decide, do I punish the audience with more Trump voice or, you know, do I spare them? And here's the answer.
If I run, I will win. And we will treat those people from January 6th fairly.
That was Trump, you know, me doing Trump at the rally outside Houston last Saturday.
If it requires pardons, we will give them pardons because they're being treated so unfairly.
You know, a pardon and a drink for all my friends. The comments have triggered complaints among members of the House January 6th committee that Trump is engaging in witness tampering. Yes, right in plain sight, as he often does the crime. Right in plain sight. That's what's so galling. A spokesperson for Trump declined to comment. You know, he makes all his, well, I guess he doesn't go to Twitter anymore to make his public comments. Trump's consideration of the preemptive pardons quickly hit a wall. It was, I wonder if that's the wall he built. It was finally.
It's the one in Colorado.
Something the wall stopped. It was unclear how he could pardon an entire class of people that hadn't been charged. You didn't know who the FBI was going to arrest down the road, the first advisor said. At the same time, the House's counsel's office was forcefully telling Trump what he could not do as president, this person said. They were dangling a threat that if he pushed too hard, White House counsel Pat Cipollone would leave. You know, sort of a Saturday night massacre.
Pat's oh, that's leave. The thing that'll make...
Pat's the that's threatening the thing to that leave.
Makes him go.
The second advisor said that Trump's interest in pardoning the participants was like many of the other ideas that he floated in the past to a cadre of aides, more brainstorming and soliciting their opinion than deliberately adopting a plan. So, you know, he's spitballing out here. The person said that while Trump considered the blanket pardon, at the time he was more focused on challenging the election results. Well, they call that fancy Brian the coup d'etat. He was more focused on the coup d'etat, the procedural coup d'etat, the Green Bay sweep, if you will, and of course inciting the actual violent, perhaps, coup d'etat. You know, those things, they had him distracted. Got to keep his eye on the ball.
Well, yeah. My goodness, I just can't believe that's the idea. No, just anybody who wears it, that's so arbitrary. Like, could you at least, I mean, it'd be more specific if you said if they wore blue. Like, it just...
A little bit from the conclusion of this political piece. The first advisor said that Trump saw announcing his presidency, you know, the presidential campaign, right away as a way to frame any future prosecutions against him as politically motivated. Trump also thought that blasting the 2020 elections as rigged, a claim that he made without evidence, would energize his base over the next 4 years. The person said... He wanted to carry a sense of grievance into the election cycle, the advisor said. He said, I'm running again! You know he's running again. He thinks he's getting out of jail. Come back, more devil's advocates. Pardons for all my friends.
The only reason you get pardoned is you committed a crime.
Explain that, because my voters don't get it.